One week ago, I had a Holy Spirit encounter with a priest that did not believe in purgatory. It has unfolded in a way that you would not believe. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, that video that actually I made last week is right here, but let me give you a summary of what happened. So I was going to church with my wife and we were there early to pray. I walked in and the pastor was talking with a woman. That woman knew me. She had brought her 24-year-old son some years ago to me for therapy, and she was also a subscriber to the channel. So we were talking about how my channel is dedicated to purgatory, and that led to the priest going on a 5-minute rant about how purgatory did not exist. Now, it was extremely Holy Spirit because I was completely not expecting that. The second reading of that day had to do with purgatory, and I've been dedicating this entire Lent for priests and purgatory. Now, I thought initially that that was a challenge to me and my faith, but it was also a challenge to that woman. 1 week later, she wrote me an email with the following subject: "My son died." Now, without further ado, I want to read to you exactly what she said, and she has given me full permission to share his story, and you will see what God is doing in the life of this family. "Alvaro, I hope you remember me. We met at church last Sunday, you with your wife, while I was with Father and talking about your channel. That Sunday, after Mass, 1 hour later, I found my son lifeless in his bedroom. As I had mentioned, you and I met a couple years ago due to my concern with his divine revelations or if he was starting to present a mental illness, which he was later diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder. I want to ask you to please include him in your prayers. He was devout to the rosary and had a scapular and rosary while he passed. There is so much material that he had I would like to share with you, and you have any advice for me to pray for him and his prompt arrival to his final destination to enter the gates of heaven. Rafael Lopez was his name, did not believe in coincidences. Meeting you again on Sunday meant something. Everyone knew him as innovative and outgoing, caring for friends and family and strangers since a little boy, a kind soul. Later, he got sick of ulcerative colitis in senior year in high school and probably the beginning of the onset of schizophrenia and bipolar. Yes, they can have both. In 2019, while at U of H, his mission was to bring me back to the church. I'm a cradle Catholic and had left. He would talk to me for hours and hours about the faith for months. I believe, but was too busy with life. In 2020, I was hit with the Holy Spirit and fell ill and had an incredible instant conversion. I am to this day a devout Catholic. My son has done this to others. His auditory hallucinations was the voice of God, fortunately, and God would tell him, pray until your knees bleed, take cold showers, and offer all sacrifices for the sins of this world. Give away your belongings, which I was not happy because he would give away his shoes and clothing that I would buy him, and he would be upset that I was upset that he was just doing the will of God. God, the hallucination voice, didn't want him to sleep. He didn't have time for that. She didn't know that he would die at the age of 24. He had to tell of God's works and pray the rosary. We had to repent and receive the Eucharist. Alvaro, he made many songs to promote this, 500 plus songs and poems. He did receive treatment, hospitals, and medications, but it wasn't enough. His body had been weakened by the disease and chronic lack of sleep and low appetite. He would not waste a single bite of food. I feel like I'm describing a saint, but he had his sins just like any of us. But he had this desperation to change and wanted others to do so. I will continue to promote the rosary and continue his mission. But as a mother, I have to keep helping him until Raphael is resting eternally. Many of us are surprised by his passing because he never, never, never complained and was always smiling and cheering and singing. He never wanted me to worry. That's why his disease was so severe when I found out and harder to treat. He was 24 years old. He died in his sleep, and it's not officially known why. He was so fragile. So many medications and gastrointestinal problems. He never had suicidal thoughts and was against it. That gave me peace, so he said never to worry about that. Now think about what's been happening in terms of my channel for the last week. That video about the priest that did not believe, and then the video talking about how we must have this proper disposition at the moment of death. Can you imagine the disposition that Raphael had at his moment of death? He was probably singing the praises of the Lord, and we should imitate his example. And do you see the reward of his faithfulness to God? That at the very moment that a priest was attacking our belief in purgatory, he was probably entering it, and his mother was talking with someone who would make a video that would get who knows how many thousands of views and thousands of people to pray for him. Can you imagine if that circumstance would happen to you? That at the moment of your death, you had thousands upon thousands of people praying for you? That is a very rare grace. So as always, we can never judge a person either for heaven or for hell. So we should pray for Raphael's soul right now. I want to lead you in three Hail Marys and the Eternal Rest prayer. And I also want to leave you with a thought. We need to both pray for the repose of his soul and follow the example that he left us. Now, please pray with me as we pray for the repose of the soul of Raphael Lopez. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.